The following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. With spring, it's time to freshen up your home and neutralize those old smells with a brand new Woodwick candle. Get in and check out all the fragrances like Beachfront Cottage, Bergamot and Basil, Clean Rain, Cool Linen, and countless others, all on sale right now. Mention Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to purchase smoking-related items. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland. Episode number 165 coming at you here, this go-round. Music on the way a little bit later on. I believe we have for you Dory Drive. Great tune called Here's to You that'll happen a little bit later on in this episode. As such as it is, hope you're doing well. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Sharing is caring, as they say. It's been an interesting week here in the world of media. Is typically the way this show is really supposed to be focused on. I know I spend a lot of time talking about myself and some of my issues and things. But, you know, hey, I'm in this business, and I'm in this for a reason, and still haven't really quite sorted that out. But still, it is what it is. And here in Memphis, Tennessee, USA, we have a newspaper here. It's called, as most major cities do, sometimes more than one. The big elephant in the room is a newspaper called The Commercial Appeal. It's been around a long, long time. At one point there were a couple of different papers that were operating. I mean, this is a city that's been, a proper metropolitan thing since the mid-1800s. And this newspaper, through the course of time with attrition and things swallowing up everything else, and what became the result of that was The Commercial Appeal. Like any other city, it is, part of the mainstay of cities. That's the thing, to inform the populace. Newspapers having had an interesting history, starting off at one point where somebody would take a sheet and basically write the news that they knew and then delivered it to somebody else who would read that. And then they would write their story, and then around the area it would go. And I guess over the course of a week or so, the guy at the very end got to see everything. He was the most informed cat in the whole block. At least that's the theory, per se, as far as the early history of newspapers. And newspapers over time have evolved in a proper manner of being a really solid bastion of journalism, trained individuals who had command of the language in ways that most of us don't, and are able to communicate ideas and situations and get it out to the masses, where people can digest this information in a longer form and understand what is happening. The idea behind the word news, of course, is that it's plural of new. And when you think of it that way, that's kind of the idea, right? And we've talked about this before, that there's a certain tangible feeling about holding a newspaper in one's hand and at your leisure to peruse the articles, read them. You feel somewhat educated, at least somewhat in the know, as to what is going on in the world or in your community. And I bring all this up because our local paper, our Memphis Commercial Appeal, who through the course of, I guess, evolution and time, it was bought out by, it's been bought and sold many, many times by different organizations. Gannett Publishing is the last current owner of the Commercial Appeal. And just this past week, they unceremoniously let go about 20 people, mostly reporters. They also let go their stringers, their freelancers, people that had been let go before, but were, I guess, their employment status had changed to where they were writing on a, I guess, a per article basis. They were getting paid on a per article basis, and it probably wasn't much to really, you know, live on per se. I don't know. I don't. It, maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. But this new change came where Gannett decided that all of its Tennessee properties, which was Memphis, Nashville, and Knoxville, all of the papers underwent a reduction in force, as the corporate word is for RIF, and let everybody go, and know, and let everybody know about all this via email, which is, you know, classy move on Gannett. Gannett also owns the USA Today. Now, before I go any further about the commercial appeal, let me tell you, the paper, the USA Today, was something that I actually had a subscription to years and years ago. I enjoyed that paper. I still sort of do. I tend to get it when I travel. It's a good paper to read on the airplane. It's simple. It gets to the point. It's well laid out. It's a comfortable paper. Having a subscription to it was actually kind of a joy, really, because it was one of those things that, you know, in my, when I would come home from work in the evening hours, I would like to sit down and go through it and see the stuff that was in there. And it was a good read, usually around bedtime. But it turned into something that I had known at the time, and I guess was afraid to admit it, that once the internet became a viable option to the spreading of news and information, it just seemed sort of silly and a kind of a waste of money to have a newspaper delivered to my home that was delivering me news that was 2 and 3 days old. That's a thing. And so you found yourself going through it and go, "Ep, seen that, know this one, I've heard that one already." And you go through it, and then next thing you know, it's like, wow, I'm paying, what, $200 a year or whatever it was to have this thing. And when the subscription ran out, I got a phone call from their, I guess their customer retention department, wanted to know when I would like to resubscribe, and I talked to the woman. It was a very nice lady. I don't remember her name. This is years ago. And I said, she goes, "Well, would you like to renew?" And I said, "No, sadly, I don't." And I explained to her that it just seemed sort of pointless, and she understood. She understood completely and was very nice about it. She even tried to cut me a deal, but I still passed. But as I mentioned, I still pick it up from time to time because of the simplification of it and to read it. Now, they've also done a fairly decent job of moving their entire operation online, and they are current online, of course, as anybody would be. They've got a staff of journalists that maintain the stories and follow them and give updates and as it goes online, because it's immediate. It's now. If something happens right this moment, you can bet your boots that if it's newsworthy, it will be available to you in a matter of moments. And the same thing with the local paper. Now, but that becomes a bit of a sticky problem because the local papers cover local things. Now, back to the commercial appeal. Some 20 people let go, most of them writers. There was a photographer that was let go, very talented lady. And it's, you know, how they're going to cover the local stuff is really beyond me. They claim they're going to pull it off, but I don't know how. And is it going to be third-hand information? Is it going to be something that is gleaned from other news sources out there? It could very well be. I'm not quite sure how all that's going to play out. But it's indicative of a problem that is existing across the country. I don't know, a problem may be a bit of a harsh word for it, really, because it's just a sign of the times. In various cities and communities, newspapers have actually gone out of print and have moved entirely online. I don't know how that's working for them. I haven't studied them. I do know that when I want to read something from the Washington Post, I can go to their website and I can get a good idea of what's going on. Or if I want to read something from the New York Times or the LA Times or the London Times or the Independent out of the UK, the Irish Independent out of Ireland. I mean, I can get all of these things at just the click of a mouse. Or the tap of a finger. And that has been the problem for newspapers. And here locally, it's been that way as well. It costs money to print those things. I mean, there's physical, tangible material. It's paper and ink. Oh, God, yeah, I would imagine, you know, ink is expensive. And not that I'm here to try and pick a fight with the newspaper industry. As the old saying goes, never pick a fight with somebody who buys ink by the barrel. But such as it is, advertisement and subscription-driven revenues are drying up because people just aren't picking up the newspaper as often as people used to. On the occasional walk through the neighborhood, I will see maybe a half dozen or so, six, seven, eight homes on my street that actively get the newspaper. And I'm talking about a street that's four blocks long. It's a lot of people that live down here, and they're just, they're like everybody else. They connect online. Once again, the internet has wreaked havoc on something as staid as you would think, or as what would seem to be as permanent as a newspaper. And now to access the Memphis Commercial Appeal. I mean, you can still subscribe to the paper if you wish, but you're not getting anything delivered. It's I've seen comic books that were thicker than this thing. And I mean, it's only several pages and it's so light and thin that the paper boy has a hell of a time trying to throw the damn thing from his car. I know, because I've seen him try. He's got to drive a little slower and he's got to have a hell of an arm to fling that thing out there. But it's not just the fact that the content is getting lighter. It's the fact that the journalism has gotten weaker as well. Right now, we live in a time, and it's important that we have proper journalists. There are organizations. There's unions for journalists. There are guilds. There are writers' guilds. These are people that are trained in the use of the common language and the people that know how to express a non-biased point of view. Oh, I know. I just raised some hackles with that. So let's not all non-biased. And you're right. It's not. But it's close enough. It's close enough for an educated person like yourself to understand what is actually going on. So the death throes of the Commercial Appeal seem to be happening, and I'm sure those that are there would disagree with me on that, because I know that they're trying to move their operation entirely online as such. And it's probably, you know, it's a logistical move. It is a tried move, and there's, Lord knows, they've tried different ways to make that work. They've had what they call a paywall, which you couldn't access any content. They had a thing where, you know, you went to the newspaper's website and there would be a bunch of headlines, and when you clicked on one to read more, you'd have to sign in, or if you didn't have a sign in for it, you would have to pay for a subscription. So you'd have to have a paid subscription to the newspaper over the course of a year, which was something ridiculous. Like, it was like $300 a year. And then if you had that, you open it up and then you were assaulted by a barrage of ads, a lot of them pop-ups. Thankfully, they've gone away from that, and now they're trying to, and this is the model I personally think, and this is a theory, of course, but it's really the only way it's going to work, is have your website advertisement supported. Develop an app that you can get and make it free and make it all advertisement driven. You'll automatically have numbers as to how many people are accessing various pages. So it makes things a little easier for your sales department to kind of work things out. But when you do that, you also find yourself, and you do it successfully, you find that, people are reading, people are watching it, people are using it. People are consuming the information that you're putting out there. They're using your product. And when things go well, money is pretty good. You can afford to bring in a couple of crack journalists that know what they're doing. And they can get out there and dig a little bit and put together proper stories. And you can run things on a fairly tight ship, but you can do still pretty well with it. And you know, the presence of something large is there at the fingertips of your community. But no, it didn't. It didn't happen that way. I know several of the people that were let go from the paper this go around, and it was substantial. I mean, you're talking about, you know, 20 people. Their office on Union Avenue is a big, magnificent, you know, glass building. They had their printers in the back. You know, they had everything going. And see, that's something else. Now they've moved all that printing operation to Jackson, Tennessee, which is halfway between Memphis and Nashville, which means that now all the papers for Gannett in Tennessee are published at that one facility in Jackson, which means the printing operation here is going to shut down. And that's going to put those people out of work as well. It's tough. It really is tough. And at the same time, are people willing to make that leap to commit to their own local newspaper outlet? Because I'll tell you this, if I have the access to the world at my fingertips, I will get my national news from the locations by which the stories have arrived. Google News does a pretty good job of that, actually, because they cull information from all over the place. They have an algorithm that actually does a pretty good job of making that happen. And when you go through there and you read the news that's out there, and you can spend the same amount of time going through Google News and reading the articles from various operations from all over the country or all over the world, and form your opinions and be informed, there is the same amount of time that is used. And it's there. And now after you peruse it and you go through it, you pick what you want to read, and it's just like a newspaper. You go through it. But then there are the romantics that go, well, I just like the smell of it. I like the idea I can sit there and hold it, and there's a sound that the paper makes when you fold it, and do this, all this other stuff, and the crosswords, and we gotta watch, we gotta see what Beetle Bailey's up to now. And there's all of that goes in there. But the fact of the matter is, as times change, generational ideas change, and modes of operation change, then you find that the industry has to change. It has to evolve. We've seen this in other media. Look, the magazine industry is shocking to me that it even is even somehow existing. I know that there are several magazines out there that do exist, and they're crammed full of ads, and they're making some money. But they're targeted specifically to a very niche audience, and that's how they're able to do it. And it works like that. But see, also, magazines also have their own websites. I used to be a longtime subscriber to Rolling Stone magazine, and I was reading an article online that came from the Rolling Stone website, and I was appalled. That's a good way to put it. I was absolutely appalled at the quality of the writing. There were typos all through this thing. It was just a mess. It was a train wreck. And it made me glad that I don't subscribe to it, because I don't know that I want to see that in print in my house. It's funny. It's like, what ape wrote this? This is bad. And I think that's part of the problem. We have spent, as a corporate-driven nation, we have spent our time cutting and cutting and cutting our way out of debt, that quality suffers dramatically. I saw it in radio. I saw it for years in corporate-driven radio. And it's worse now than it ever has been. Not to beat that horse anymore, but still, it's a problem. Dead horse, more likely. But now newspapers, they have been holding on and holding on until the very bitter end. And that's what has come to. It has come to the bitter end. When you're out with friends and you talk about, hey, did you hear about this, that, or the other? It used to be, yeah, I read about that in yesterday's paper. Or I saw it in this morning's paper. You don't hear that phrase anymore. Now it's like, yeah, I saw it on TV. Or I just read this on Reddit. Or I saw this on various other, whatever. I saw it on Google News. I saw it in the Washington Post. It all comes from these different places. So local newspapers, which are designed to serve the local community, they try and compete with the rest of the world by publishing national stories, when that really sort of defeats the purpose, doesn't it? Having a local paper meant that I could find out what's going on locally. I can find out about the bank robbery that happened yesterday at such and such bank. Or I can read about the potential property tax hike that the city council is talking about. Because where else am I going to get that information aside from maybe television news? Because Lord knows, local radio just doesn't have news. They claim to have it, but there's nothing local about it. If I had the wherewithal at Radio Memphis, I would bring in a couple of reporters and build our own local news thing. And that would be all it would be, is straight up local Memphis news or Memphis and Mid-South news. Because it's grossly underserved. And it's even getting worse now, because newspapers like our own Commercial Appeal are busy letting everybody go because they can't justify keeping these people around, because the money's not there. The money's not there because they can't sell the advertisement space in the paper or online. They can't sell that space because nobody's subscribing to the newspaper. Well, they don't subscribe to the newspaper because the quality has gotten bad. And now it becomes a complete circle. It's the snake. It's eating itself. And it doesn't bode well in the future. And to be honest with you, it could be one of those things, at least in my mind, and it's probably a very unpopular thought to imagine, but good riddance. It was done to yourselves. The industry I'm talking about, not the people that work there, the writers there, there'll always be writers. That's why blogs exist, and even that's kind of passe. But there are other places to go. Other trades that I mean, there's other places to ply one's trade if you're that good. I don't know how, and maybe you have to build up your own thing and approach this with a completely new idea and a new attitude. That's the thing. That's how it's going to have to survive. But in its present state right now, it should be killed off. It should be done in. It should be turn off the presses. The old saying, stop the presses. Yeah, but this time, when they're stopped, you shut the whole thing down and turn out the lights and send everybody home. Because nobody cares anymore. When we heard about the people that were let go from the commercial appeal, the people in my little area, my little world, it was, wow, those people, they lost their jobs. It wasn't, wow, the newspaper's going to suck now, because it already has, and now it's going to suck even worse. Because that's the thing. Large corporations bought into these papers as financial holdings. And to justify their expenses for these newspapers, they have to cut their overhead. They cut their overhead by laying people off and sending them on their way. Here's a nice severance package. Best of luck to you. Thank you for your service. The problem is, thank you for your service only extended to the newsroom. It stopped once it left the door, which meant that the community it's supposed to service was left in the dark. And that, my friends, is a sad, sad state of affairs. So, when it comes down to it, you know, be prepared. I personally almost welcome the day when the commercial appeal ceases print operations. That's only going to be a matter of time. They're going to try and keep it up. It's either that or their organizations, these newspaper organizations, are going to try and lobby Congress to get some financial bailout to keep them afloat. For what? For what? Because nobody cares. Trust me, people that are of the age of 18 to 34 years of age don't read the newspaper nor give a shit about it and probably have never read it. Now, they might pick up like a copy of, say, I don't know, one of the community rags that have all the concert dates and stuff in it, or who's playing in what club. Every city has one of those things. Or they're, you know, but even that, you don't have to, you know, you can go online for all of that. Movie listings is another thing that used to be a thing. That's all online now. You don't see that so much in the paper. But that's the problem. We've cut ourselves off. And the newspaper industry, instead of thinking about the community that they served, decided to serve themselves. And when they did that, it took everybody down. It took everybody down. Wipes out the newsroom, wipes out the print jobs, and it wipes out the community that they serve. Because they just said, well, we don't think the community gives a shit. Or perhaps they think that we're all idealistic and we still are going to hold on to those romantic ideals that a newspaper is still worth buying. When the fact of the matter is, their level of content is A, 36 hours old at best. There's nothing ever really fresh or breaking into that. Or they're going to try and force you online and have to deal with the clunkiness of that. Look, I don't mind advertisement. I work in the advertisement-based media myself. But there is a limit to what people will understand. And when you hit them with pop-ups and automatic... Oh, God, here's the scourge. You go to a website where the videos automatically start playing when I'm trying to read the article, and all of a sudden, blaring out of your computer is an ad for State Farm Insurance or whatever the hell. It's like, oh, God, make it stop. And sometimes they even hide the video, so you're scrolling up and down on the page, and you're trying to locate where this infernal sound is coming from. You wind up just muting your speakers and letting it do its thing, and it's so filled with flash-driven apps and things like that that your damn computer locks up and starts to shut down because it's run out of memory trying to run this damn website. Keep it simple. Weren't newspapers originally simple? They're simplistic devices. But yet they realize that the internet can do so many different things, so they decide for themselves, well, we'll just load them up with loud ads and pop-ups. That's how we'll make our money. By pissing off the people that click on our site. Sorry, kids, it doesn't work that way. But a little food for thought about your favorite newspaper. Its death is coming soon. And quite frankly, I welcome it.
You can now learn guitar in a structured manner online and do it at your pace. From absolute beginners to advanced players, the New York City Guitar School can get you on the right path on guitar proficiency for less than $30 a month. Look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com and get started today. And right now, there's even a free course called Guitar Hacks for Beginners you can take to see if this course is even right for you. Look at their ad at radio-memphis.com right now and get started.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
On Pandora, on Spotify, on stations like Radio Memphis, independent stations that are devoted to the, not just the preservation, but to the exposure of new artists to a new audience. That's what's important. That's where that is. That's where that exists. And I laugh when you see the stories that come out from time to time from the guys, I don't know if it's the NAB or the FM people or some corporate schmuck at Clear Channel.
Not Clear Channel anymore. It's iHeartRadio.
Whatever. It's still, you can't. Lipstick Pig, Evil Empire. They will tell you 99% of all new music is discovered on FM radio. That, my friends, is an absolute fabrication. That is one huge pile of bullshit.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
It appears that, yeah, I may have had some harsh words about the newspaper industry. It was an industry I never really worked in. I mean, aside from everybody in my line of work has done some sort of, well, they used to write for the school newspaper. I did the same thing. I had a column years ago, but, you know, and even that, it just seems sort of moot. It just seems like kind of silly. What was I going to get out of that? I don't know. Hey, let's lighten the mode a little bit, shall we? How about some music? How about these guys? Dory Drive is the name of this act. They've got a really cool jangly sound. It's a little rock. It's a little pop. It's a little this. It's a little that. And it's cool. It's great. And here it is. The song is called... This could be a great commercial song, fellas. I think you need to get this out there. Dory Drive, here's to you from Radioland.
Love the way your blue jean hip shake brings me to my knees. I love the way the tight black tube top fits those curves I need. Anyway you move, every way you dance makes me wanna.
Anyway you move, every way you dance, makes me wanna sing. Anyway you move, every way you dance, one more.
That's Dory Drive from Radioland. Here's to you. A little kind of, you know, makes you want to, I don't know, grab a cold beer and cheer somebody, I guess. Here's to you, my friend. Here's the one. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. It's a good commercial vibe, but yeah, hey, whatever works for him. It's a great song, though. It's hooky. It's that's a good thing. So such as it is. There you go. There you heard what's coming up next time. And, you know, as far as your newspaper thing, you know, take it for what it's worth. I mean, this is strictly my opinion. You're welcome to chime in if you'd like. Radioland@pirateradiostudios.com is the email address. Some folks have written in and have said a few things. Some of it not really worth getting into in the show. If I get something that's, you know, that I feel is important worth spreading along, I will. But most of it's questioned, which is okay. Hey, listen, do me a favor, will you? If you're subscribed to this thing via iTunes, would you do me a favor and go over to iTunes and find this show and under the comment section, write something about it, give it a rating. That'd be big. That would help me out a little bit. Also, if you like what you heard, share it. Please share it amongst those that you know of, wherever it is that you found it. There's a share button at our Radio Memphis page, radio-memphis.com. You can find from Radioland there. That's where it's mostly anchored. And I also have, I don't talk about it much, but I do have a Blogspot page that I used to actually do my own bit of writing. I'm not that good of a writer at all, which is why I transferred over to this, because I'm a speaker, for Christ's sakes. Go to rickcheddar.blogspot.com and you can find it there. And there's usually some other notes and stuff, little points of view that I've written about that particular episode, so you can find it there and you can comment there as well as you'd like, because I'm in there all the time checking it out. So do me a favor, check us out in those locations and keep us going, will you? Appreciate it. Love you so much, right? I gotta go. Got things to do, things to get into. Y'all take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and for Christ's sakes, stop shooting each other, will you? I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.